Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us and bless us and make your face shine upon us so that all nations may know your salvation, all people acknowledge your way. And open our ear, we can hear your word. And open our heart that we can hide that within our heart so that we can put what we learn today into practice and that we be blessed by you right away. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the title of this sermon is Do Everything in Love. As I said last week, in verse 24, 16, 24, Paul said that my love to all of you in Christ Jesus, amen. And whatever Paul said, he said in love, whatever Paul do, whatever he does it in love. And now I talk about in verse 10. First of all, I talk about he tell the church of Corinth, the saint, how to manage their finance, manage their money. And then that is in verse 1 to verse 4, 5 to 9. He tell the saint how he manage his time and his talent and his ministry. Because he manages so well, so God used him to manage the life of other co-workers. Some listen, some don't listen. Talk about the one who listened first. In verse 10 to verse 11. If Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you. For he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one then should refuse to accept him. Send him on his way when he finishes the task, when he comes to your place. Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. And I am expecting him along with the brothers. When he sent Timothy, he sent Timothy with other brothers to the church in Corinth to do the work of the Lord. I want to circle that, the work of the Lord. He coming to you is carrying on the work of the Lord. I want you to write that down. Right beside chapter 16, verse 10 to 11, you write down, Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 20. Listen to what Jesus said. I am telling you the truth. Whoever accept anyone I sent, accept me. Whoever accept me, accept the one who sent me. We all know that God the Father sent Jesus Christ to be the apostle. According to Hebrews chapter 3, God sent Jesus Christ to be the high priest, heavenly high priest, and to be the apostle, because he was sent by God. And we all know that Paul is the servant of God, sent by Jesus Christ. Now Paul sent his faithful spiritual son, Timothy, to a difficult church to help them to walk in the way of the Lord. And Timothy going to preach what Paul want him to preach. And so that's why Paul saying that Timothy, when he come to you, he's carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am, because Paul sent him to do so. And he know that his son is faithful. Just go back to see what Paul want him to do. Go back to a few months ago, I talked about chapter 4. I believe not very many people remember what I said in chapter 4 unless you read the Bible. You write that down right beside Timothy. You write down chapter 4, 14 to 21. I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Paul went there in Acts chapter 18 and preached the gospel to them and led them to Christ. Ever since then, they left the synagogue in Corinth and established a church called the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why Paul gave them birth through the gospel. Verse 16, therefore I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I'm sending to you, Timothy, my son, that's a spiritual son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. Right beside faithful in the Lord, what does it mean by faithful in the Lord? When you carry out the work of the Lord, you are faithful in the Lord. What does it mean by faithful in the Lord? You imitate. Imitate Paul as Paul imitate Jesus Christ. That is faithful. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me just like Timothy imitate me. For this reason, I'm sending to you, Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. And Timothy will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agree with what I teach everywhere in every church. Some of you have become arrogant as if I were not coming to you, but I will come to you very soon if the Lord is willing. And then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a whip or in love with a gentle spirit? This church is one of the most difficult churches. In the early part of Paul's ministry, and Paul is very successful in ministering to them, not only in word, in speech, and in action. And these two books, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, benefit a lot of people. How to deal with difficult church and how to deal with difficult people. The idea, it is the Lord's idea that the Lord warned Apollos and Timothy and other brothers to go there and to minister to them because this church is a difficult church. Assuming you are sick, you go to hospital and you need a surgery. You don't want a general physician to operate on you. You find a specialist. That's why Paul sent Apollos and Timothy and other brothers as a team to train them on the job. The only way you learn how to carry the cross is to do the difficult task that you're not willing to do, but you're willing to submit. I found out when Paul say things, not very many people know that it is the command of the Lord. That's why he said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 36 and 37. If you're wise, you know what he said is from the Lord. If you're ignorant, and Paul say, let him be ignorant. And where's Timothy? is a faithful son, willing to do the work of the Lord, and that's why Paul mentioned his name. When you are faithful in a task like this, later on in life, Paul is going to use Timothy to stay behind in the church of Ephesus to be the senior pastor. Brother and sister, if you're not faithful in a small task, the Lord cannot use you in a big task. I read that one more time. If Timothy come, he come because I commanded him, because he obeyed the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. See to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you. When he teach you, correct you, rebuild you, train you in righteousness, you better listen to Timothy. Don't ever say he's too young. What did he know? He is carrying on the work of the Lord. You rejected him, you rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of people in the church, most of the time, they either try to bribe the pastor or they try to threaten the pastor. And Paul knows that because he's the senior pastor. He has all this kind of experience. He says, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you. For he is carrying on the work of the Lord. If you encourage Timothy to go on preaching the word of the Lord, teaching the word of the Lord, rebuking those people who are arrogant, and correcting those who are disobeyed, and training those who are willing to learn, then he's doing the work of the Lord. You encourage him, you become a co-worker with our Lord Jesus Christ, just as Paul is. No one, he say, no one, then should refuse to accept him. Because if you refuse to accept him, you write that down. Gospel of John, what Jesus saying, 13:20. You write down what Paul saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. If you rejected him, I'm afraid that you rejecting the God who gives you the Holy Spirit. Because he is doing the work of the Lord. Not very many people know that. When the pastor comes to you, he is doing the work of the Lord. You do not despise him. You listen to him. I want you to write that down. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 25, when Timothy come to you, let's say he teach you, you don't listen, then he's going to rebuild you. You don't listen, he's going to discipline you. You don't, then you listen, then he's going to train you in righteousness. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 12. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man revealed to a listening ear. What Paul trying to say is, when Timothy come to you to teach you, to rebuild you, to correct you, to train you in righteousness, you better listen to him. Because Timothy is a wise man, is a faithful worker, and he is the one doing the work of the Lord. You listen to him, that means you listen to our Lord Jesus Christ. And God going to give you honor, just like an earring of gold, just like an ornament of fine gold. Anyone who listens to a wise man teaching, rebuild, correcting, and training in righteousness will receive honor in your life. Anyone who reject it will be ashamed. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 11, no one then should refuse to accept him. You know what? In the secular world, we are all like that. You are not senior. You know, I'm an elder. You know, I'm a deacon. You know, you're younger than me. Then he refuses him. And don't even know that he is doing the work of the Lord. Okay? send him on his way after he finished his work. You know, he said, wow, that guy, you know, teaching me and rebuking me and correcting me and training me in righteousness. On his way back, I'm not going to support him at dying. Paul say that. Send him on his way back in peace, so that he may return to me, and I am expecting him along with the brothers. Circle the word brother. All other brothers, just like a surgeon, a chief surgeon, you know, doing the surgery. He bring a lot of student, he bring a lot of co-worker, take the video, you know, from top and see how he handled the situation, how he do the surgery. All other people can learn it when they being the surgeon. A lot of people, they don't know that. You know, when your pastor preach, you follow him. When I was in New York, there's one guy, he followed me. He take me to Bronx, take me to all other places that I preach. Later on in life, the Lord called him to be a minister, because he learned the way. A lot of people, they don't know that. Okay? That's why Paul said, I sent him with brothers, so all other brothers can learn. You learn on the job. You go to university to study 4 years, you don't know much. You have to learn on the job. See how other people do it. Then you learn it, and you do it. Okay? Circle the word with the brothers. And anyone who is helping Timothy is helping Paul. Anyone who is helping Paul is helping Jesus Christ. Anyone who is helping Jesus Christ is helping God the Father. And you will get the blessing. Now I'm talking about another co-worker who is disobedient. Verse 12. Now about our brothers, Apollos. Now I say that one more time. I want you to write that down. You teach other people how to manage your finance. You better listen. If you want to be poor and needy, then you ignore him how to manage it. If you want to be richly blessed, have enduring wealth, listen to him how he tell you to manage your finance. And how he manage his time, his talent, should he go to this church or should he go to another church? He do it according to the Lord's command. Now, how he managed his co-worker. For a big company, the manager is the one tell other people what to do. You don't listen to the manager, you cannot be part of the team. Timothy is a faithful one. First of all, he talk about the faithful one, then they talk about the disobedient one. Okay? Verse 12. Now about our brother Apollos. I strongly urge him. That means the Lord really wants you to go. It's not the poor idea. When a pastor say to you, I strongly urge you, that means it is the Lord who is speaking to you. He wants you to go. When Paul said that, I strongly urge him to go to you with the brother. He didn't want him to go alone. With Timothy and with all other people that who are going to be a pastor later on in life. Because this is a good place to start learning how to serve. Okay? Unfortunately, Apollos did not understand. So he was quite unwilling to go now. I want to circle the word unwilling, quite unwilling. Right beside quite unwilling, you write down Acts chapter 18. Paul's unwilling to stay behind to minister in the city of Corinth, because he faced so many persecution. He wanted to throw the towel and go. Forget it. I'm not going to do it. He said, your blood is on your own head. I'm clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentile. And Paul said that I'm clear of my responsibility. You walk away, you think you are clear of your responsibility? No. You think that you are clear of your responsibility. But it is the responsibility of Paul to stay behind for another 18 months. What does it mean by carrying the cross? Carrying the cross means deny yourself and submit to the direction, the guiding, the urging of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means by carrying the cross. Do the thing that you don't willingly like to do. You're unwilling to do. That's carrying the cross. But after you've done it, you look back, wow, I'm glad I made the right decision to do it. Most of the time, the thing that you like to do may not be the work of the Lord, I guarantee you. When other people tell you to do it, you don't argue. You examine your way. Paul would say, the prudent man give thought to his way. The wisdom of a prudent is to give thought to his step. You make that decision. Is it out of your own flesh? Or you are carrying the work of the Lord? But you need to be mature in order to be able to, like a prudent man, to give thoughts to your way. And just like King David said in Psalm 119, 50 and I to 60. You know, when you give thoughts to your way, you find out that you deviate from the word of the Lord. You're going to turn around and do it. You don't give thought to your way until what? Until God disciplines you, then you consider, then you know. You don't need that. When people say things, you just meditate and think about that. Is he saying to you out of his own greed, out of his own arrogance, or for your own good? Did he do it, everything in love, for your own good, or for his own good? You think about that. And mature people can distinguish good and bad, light and darkness. It's very good. You know, you don't realize. A wise man teaching, a wise man correcting, a wise man training in righteousness to a listening ear. If you listen, that rebuild, that teaching, that correcting, that training in righteousness will give you honor and glory and wealth. A lot of people, they don't know that. Okay? You write that down. You know it. You will do it. That's why Jesus Christ saying on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. When Paul gave him honor to be able to be the chief surgeon leading the team to the church of Corinth, and he is unwilling to do it because he's been there in chapter 19. In chapter 18, in the book of Acts, Priscilla and Aquila, this couple, used to be from Corinth, write a letter of recommendation to the brother and sister to accept Apollos. Wow, when he go there, oh, he faced a lot of hardship. You know what? If Paul faced the hardship, and Paul can stand it, and Apollos take the hardship, he cannot take it. That's why we need more training. Go back and fight the good fight. Not very many people, not even Peter can say that, I have fought a good fight, I have run the race, whatever the Lord wants me to stay behind, although I'm unwilling to stay behind, I thought my responsibility in here is finished, I'm clear of my responsibility. Jesus Christ saying, no, you wasn't clear of your responsibility. I want you to stay behind. And he stayed behind. That's why God used Paul to write 13 books in the New Testament. Everybody say, you can do your own thing, won't go any further. The path of light is leading upward for the wise. He got to keep growing in grace, keep going in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ to keep him from going down to the grave. That is the path of light. Whereas Apollos refused to grow in this area. He know that this place, man, it is very, very difficult. Because Paul strongly urged him to go to the church of Corinth with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now because Paul strongly urged him. Paul strongly urged you, that means the Lord strongly urged you. I want you to write that down. Take a look at the Old Testament teaching. Psalm 78. You are supposed to fight the good fight. In the battle time, you refuse to fight. Psalm 78, verse 9. You follow the pattern of Ephraim, you are in deep trouble, man. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bow, turn back on the day of battle. Turn back on the day of battle. Everybody will do it. Even Paul will do it in Acts chapter 18. But when Jesus Christ appeared to him, asked him to stay on, he submitted. He is truly the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's truly the people of God. Ephraim refused to fight the good fight. You refuse to fight the good fight. I want you to write down the consequences. You reject God. You write down verse 67, Psalm 78. Then God rejected the tent of Joseph. God did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. You reject God just like King Saul reject God, and God reject King Saul. You think you don't do it, no one will do it? God will choose other people to take your place. But God chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like the height, like the earth that he established forever. He chose David, his servant, and he took him from the sheep pen. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be shepherd of his people Jacob, of Israel, his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hand, he led them. Don't ever say to me, according to the blessing from Joseph and Moses, and these two godly people blessed Joseph and his descendants, especially Ephraim. When he gets the blessing, he has the weapon of war. He can fight the war. He has a lot of people, and he refused to use his resources. You reject God, God take away your blessing and give it to David. Well, since I mentioned about 78, I will mention about 82. Later on in life, verse 2, when Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh come to senses, want to turn around, then he asked God in verse 3, restore us, O God. Whatever I lost, I want to do it now. He mentioned it three times. That's good, right? The whole gospel talk about what repentance. Am I right? You know that you need to repent? You repent. Three times. Verse 3, verse 7, and verse 19. And then when you repent, ask God to restore what you have lost, make his face shine upon you, that you may be saved. Then God say, I will return to you. Verse 14. Return to you. God will look down from heaven and see and watch over you. You know, I'm glad. I know the consequences of obeying and listen, I also know the consequences of disobeying and don't do it. Learn that lesson. When Timothy is young, don't despise him. When Apollos is preaching very well, and he being arrogant, ever since then, I don't see his name mentioned anymore. It's very scary. Just like Psalm 78. I remember that. To remind myself to be humble, to fear the Lord. It brings wealth, honor, prosperity, and life. Keep going. It's a good pastor, senior pastor, manage his co-worker, telling his co-worker what to do, what not to do. Although he's unwilling, quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. But he missed the blessing. He missed the plan A. Well, are you willing to go? You write that down. The first part of verse 12, you write down Psalm 78. The second part, he restore, ask God to restore you. Okay, that's good. Psalm 80. All right? Now we're talking back to all the saints. Verse 13. Now that you see what I teach you, Paul said, be on your guard. Be alert. Know what is right, know what is wrong. Know what is good, know what is even better. Stand firm in your faith. Follow Timothy. Don't follow Apollos in this area. Although Apollos is not unusual. Even Paul did that in Acts chapter 18. He thought that his responsibility is clear already. I got nothing to do with you. And I'm not going to serve in this area anymore. But God appeared to him. Jesus Christ appeared to him. He stayed behind. He listened, right? When a servant of God, faithful servant of God, strongly urged you, you better do it. As if you hear the voice from our Lord Jesus Christ. Then they tell all other people in the church of Corinth, be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. Then he saw other example of those people in this church. Although this church is not as good as other churches, has a lot of problem, division, quarreling, arguing, fighting. Unfortunately, the good pastor, he fight against the good pastor. You look at the second book of Corinthians, the super apostle, the wicked one, the Satan's servant, and they follow that. That's really, really bad. But then he mentioned a few other people. These kind of people deserve recognition. Mention of what they have done so as to encourage the entire church. Follow them. How many people? Three of them. Stephanus, the first one. Achaicus, the second one. And Fortunatus, the third one. Three of them. These three men deserve recognition. Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. Three men. If you did what these three men did, they will receive glory and honor from Jesus Christ. You honor them, that means you honor Jesus. You know that the household of Stephanus was the first convert in Achaia. Achaia is the province. Corinth is the city, just like Edmonton versus Alberta, you know. And they have devoted themselves, this household. Listen to the leadership of Stephanus. He leading his entire household. As for me, just like Joshua, we will serve the Lord. And this family have devoted themselves to the service of the saint, to serving the saint. I urge you, brother, to submit to such as this. Not only submit to the household of Stephanus, submit to everyone who join in the work. Submit to Timothy. Submit to all those people doing the work of the Lord. You submit to them, that means you submit to Jesus Christ. You submit to Jesus Christ is going to bless you. Wow. It's good teaching. To submit to such as this, and to submit to everyone who joined in the work. Because not only the house, not only Stephanus come and visit Paul, he bring his friend, Fortunatus, Achaetus, to join them. When you do a good work, make sure you invite other people to do the good work together. This morning when I drive to the church, I see there's an older man. He's jogging. He stopped at the traffic light and all other people follow him, stop. And when the traffic light turned green and then he started running, all other people running. It's around 10 people. I found out this place in Canada, they depart from the teaching of the Lord. Sunday is the first day of the week. It's remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to exercise is good. But spiritual exercise is even better. It will give you promises now and also time to come. They just keep running. Not only he himself running exercise, he bring all his friends to do the same. Remember John, Gospel of John chapter 21, when Peter wanted to go for fishing, he tell all his friends to go for fishing, right? Remember that? When you do good, I tell you, just like when you go on a cruise, you know how to lead other people to go on a cruise. But when you go to the church, you don't know how to lead other people to go to the church. You know what I mean? We know how to do wicked things, but we don't know how to do good things, right? Oh, this is good. This is good deal, you know. Let's go, you know. It's supposed to be five grand. Now it's only 500. You know what I mean? They know how to sell, but they don't know how to preach the gospel. Do you know what I mean? Go with your coworker, man. Where's your friend? All right? They devoted themselves to the service of the saint. They served the saint. You know how do they serve the saint? Because they're serving the saint. Service of the saint. You write down Matthew chapter 25. You do it to the saint, you do it to Jesus Christ. You do it to Jesus Christ is going to reward you. Don't do things that you don't get reward. Don't waste time, man. Time is too short. So these kind of people doing the work of the Lord, you submit to them. You submit not only to the household of Stephanus, you submit to everyone who joined in the work, and also labor at it, hard working in it, brother and sister. There are some people in this church, they are very, very hard working. We have to submit to them, give them recognition. Do you know what? I don't know what when do we start? We start what? We start setting up. Key, what time you come here to start setting up this place? For the last 10, 11 years, these kind of people, you show recognition to them. They are hardworking. They labor at it. You respect them. You respect Jesus Christ. You don't discourage them and stop working for the Lord. And after that, clean up. Clean up in the kitchen so that we can continue to use this place. You don't mess it up. These kind of people deserve recognition. These kind of people, show your submission to them. Do your own good. You write that down. I'm not going to talk about that. 1 Peter chapter 5. Peter saying the same thing. If there's two apostles say the same thing, we better do it. That's the command of the Lord, man. Don't discourage him. And I'm not saying they are perfect. They may do something wrong. But we did more wrong than they are, right? At least they sow their labor in the Lord and do the work of the Lord. Learn from it, man. Learn from it. Submit to such as this and to everyone who join in the work and labor at it. Verse 17, I was glad when Stephanus, Fortunatus, and Achaicus arrived in the church of Ephesus. Because there's three of them, they have supplied what was lacking from you. The rest of the people in the church of Corinth, they don't do it. Only these three persons did it. They refresh my spirit. If they refresh Paul's spirit, that means they refresh the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul write that down, they refresh my spirit, that means Jesus Christ very happy with your work. Keep on doing it. Paul also said that he not only refreshed my spirit, he also refreshed your spirit because he laid down the example for you to follow. When you follow their footsteps, you're going to get the same kind of blessing, man. Such men deserve recognition. Such people we need to submit. Follow that. You will get the same kind of blessing they have received. Isn't it good teaching? You know, that's the last chapter of 1 Corinthians. Then he mentioned another family, Priscilla and Aquila. You write down Acts 18. This couple is from Corinth. But when this couple was in Corinth, and this couple attend the same synagogue Paul attending, they worship the same God Paul worshiping. And when Paul preaching and teaching in the synagogue, this couple heard them all. And he's the co-worker of a tent maker. He owned the tent maker company and hiring Paul to do it so that Paul can support his livelihood. But when Paul stayed there in 1.5 years and go to another place, and this couple sell the business, sell the house, and follow Paul. That means this couple has already changed their life. They imitate Paul just like Paul imitate Christ. And not only that, at first when he was in Corinth, they only listened to Paul preaching. In Acts chapter 18, later on in life, we see that he teach Apollos how to preach regarding the baptism of Jesus Christ. And later on in life, we know that he established their own church in their own household. This couple grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. These kind of people need recognition. Their names are written in the Bible. We need to submit to these kind of people. Verse 19, the churches in the province of Asia send you greeting. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord. And so does the church that meet at their house. They will be surprised. This church keeps fighting, but this couple is growing, leaps and bounds. And so does all the church. So does the church that meet at their house. Who is preaching? I think it's Aquila and Priscilla preaching. A lot of people to listen to them. Verse 20. All the brothers here send you greeting. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, after he mentioned, you can love the Lord through your financial support of the poor and needy, financial support of the church. You can show your love by your action, how you manage your money. Secondly, you can show your love to the Lord how to manage your time. Do you come here? Do you go there? Do you do this or do you do that? How to manage your talent, your action, show other people how you love the Lord. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, O Lord, because there's not much time for us to serve. Either we die or the Lord Jesus Christ come back. It would be too late. A good people not only helping others to manage their finance, a good people also know how to, faithful people know how to manage his time, his talent, also manage other co-workers like Timothy, Apollos, telling them what to do because they heard, because Paul heard directly from the Lord Jesus. And then he tell all the people, be on your guard. Wake up and stand firm in your faith. How can I be able to stand firm? Fight the fight, you'll be stand firm. You do what the Lord wants you to do. Teach them to obey everything that I commanded to you. Lo, and I be with you. When the grace of God is with you, you'll be strong. You'll be able to stand firm in the faith. You'll be the man of courage. You'll be able to do everything in love. And then Paul know how to mention other people. Majority of the saints in Corinth, they don't support Paul financially. Where these three couples supply what was lacking from you. And they refresh my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition. They are co-worker with Paul. That means they are co-worker with Jesus Christ. And then, when we do anything in love, what do we need? Verse 23, we need the grace of the Lord. Paul bless them. Say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The more you do it, the more you can receive the fullness of his grace. One blessing after another. And then whatever you do, just like Paul, my love to all of you in Christ Jesus. When Paul did that, when Paul write that, when Paul sent his co-worker, he do all this out of love. Love our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we have heard what you have said through your faithful servant Paul. Help us to hide that within our heart so that we won't sin against you. Those people need deserve recognition, those people who deserve submission, let us show respect to them. Those people need to be taught to be rebuilt, to be correcting, to be training in righteousness. You help us to send the right people to do the right task. And those people who have done it, put it in the pedestal and let other people see that and follow their example. I pray all this in the name of